Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at a whole society today, and I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some welcome, everyone. You just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Well, we have another great show lined up for you today. So don't you go anywhere. You that are watching me, you that are listening to this show, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Our show today is Pushing Beyond Boundaries. We are going to discuss going beyond your limits in entrepreneurship. We're going to explore how you can push your worth in places you've never dared before, to assist you in developing your vision of self-employment. Don't leave. Listen to this show. Get your pens and paper. This show will inspire you to push boundaries. What is entrepreneurship? Entrepreneurship is what it's what's changing the world. Entrepreneurship is a very important aspect in our society. We need entrepreneurs to make things better for us. We need entrepreneurs to make things easier for us. If there were no entrepreneurs, we would not enjoy the benefits and the luxuries that we have afforded us today. What is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is someone that looks for a market niche. An entrepreneur is an exceptional individual who looks for a need that's not being met. An entrepreneur is someone that doesn't give up. Someone who pushes boundaries to get where it is that they need to get to so that they can have an impact on others. An entrepreneur is an individual who dares not to allow fear to grip them. An entrepreneur is a man or woman that thinks out of the box. Are you an entrepreneur and you're listening to the show today? Are you a businessman who has an idea? Or maybe you're not in business. Maybe you're a laborer. You're working for a company. You're working for a manufacturing company or an agency. But yet, you have some ideas bubbling up on the inside of you. Folks, get your pens and paper because we want to talk about how you can push boundaries and break in to a world of opportunity and how you can explore and do things that you never thought you can do just as a result of pushing boundaries and developing your idea, your project, your invention, whatever it is that is on the inside of you waiting to come forward. We want to help you get that moving forward today. Folks, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome our guest today. Our guest even went through some obstacles and some boundaries just to be here with us today. And not only is he just a guest, He is a coach. He's a motivator among motivators. This man inspires the youth. I personally know his brother, who's also a coach, and he inspires the youth. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about himself, but folks, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome to you our guest today on the Mr. Motivator Show, Coach Johnny McCoy. Coach, welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show.
Thank you, Dwight. It's an honor being here with you, and I look forward to sharing some of the gifts and things that I've been blessed with
over
my time.
Yes.
I've been coaching high school for the last 23 years.
Okay.
Started coaching peewee track when my daughter was in the sixth grade, so I've been coaching youth and been involved in coaching ever since I could think of.
Wow.
So it's been an honor coaching. And looking back over my life and the blessings that I've come through, when I was a kid growing up, I had eight brothers and sisters. And we lived on a farm in Tulia, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
My father passed away when I was like in the seventh grade. My mom had eight kids, and she was a fairly young woman, about 28, 29 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they wind up taking all the kids from her, putting us in separate children's homes. So I didn't grow up with my brothers and sisters.
Mm.
And me and David was out in West Texas Children's Home. Lonnie, Joe, Iris, Tanya was in the West Texas Children's Home. Well, I love a children's home. And then we have a little sister that was taken when she was 8 months old, which we haven't seen to this day. And I'll be 55 years old in March and still haven't seen her.
Wow.
But that being said, you know, I look back over that time, and my biggest inspiration was when I grow up, my kids won't have to go through this. And so I didn't look at it as a negative, because back then, you know, they didn't want you talking to the little white girls. Everybody's supposed to be with their own kind. But I was one of those kids that loved everybody.
Yeah.
And you couldn't stop me from being who I was.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'd go, the white dorm parents would take me on trips with them, and I would see how the white people live. You know, they live comfortable, nice.
Yeah.
And then I'd go home with the black families, and I would see how they live. And I'd go visit some of the Hispanic family and stay with them. And so I was real grounded when it came to people.
Yeah.
And I knew then what I wanted in life. And I remember when I was small, I used to take my shoes. My mom got me new shoes, and I'd put them in the bed with it because I didn't want them to get dirty. David would always tell them, and I would cry when they would put them on the floor because I thought they would get dirty.
Yeah.
And but my whole goal was, is, you know, I wanted my kids to be proud of me. I wanted them to have a nice home and everything, and so that motivated me. I don't know about anyone else, but it did motivate me. And so I look back over that lifetime experience with no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, to some, it may be, you know, negative, poor this and that, but I always say you got to destroy what destroys you.
Yes.
And you can't dwell on it. So as the years went on, I wind up finally getting back with my mom in 1973, moved to Garland, and been here ever since, graduated mm-hmm. from Garland High School in 77, went to Ranger Junior College, went to Rice University, played a little professional football in the Canadian League, USFL.
Wow.
Ran health club business all over Dallas, and wind up in the school district coaching. And that's where I've been during this time.
Yeah.
But during those days, I also found out that I had other gifts that I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
Was inventing different products.
Yeah.
And so I've invented several different products that I'm very proud of, and sort of kids and stuff. So I look at those things as gifts and talents, but had I just sat back and felt sorry for myself and didn't try to make a difference, then who know what I'd be at today.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I tell you, you're an amazing guy. And your background and what you've had to go through is just so amazing, and you're still pushing boundaries out. You're an inspiration to me. And I know the kids love you, and I didn't tell you, Coach, but that's how I acquired the name Mr. Motivator. I was a special teams football coach, and the kids gave me that name because they said I motivated them during halftime, especially when they'd be behind. But you, all of the kids love you at school, and you really know how to encourage and motivate the guys. And I know you, some of the kids want to, they want to be like maybe some of the rappers, and you've, I know that you encourage your kids to think out the box and to be individuals, to strive to be individualists, to know their identity and not just try to be like someone, but to be themselves. And I just want to ask you, what do you do when kids come up to you and say, hey, I want to be like a particular, this rapper over here, or I want to be like someone who you feel like that may not be necessarily match up to that particular student? What do you tell them?
Well, first, I try to convince the kids that, you know, everybody has a special talent and gifts. And, you know, some of us can be rappers, some can be basketball players, football players, inventors, administrators, what have you. But you have to look within yourself,
mm-hmm.
and find those gifts that you've been blessed with that no one else has.
Yes.
And you got to understand that you are a special individual that God made, and you got some things in you that nobody else has, and you can do some things that I can do and I can do.
Yes.
And so the biggest key is getting them to believe in themselves and to assess their own self-worth. Because if I try to be like someone else, then I'm going to miss the gifts and things that's within me. So that's what I try to teach them. Hey, you're a specialty person. You have some gifts and stuff in you. I'm going to get it out of you,
mm-hmm.
or you're not going to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're prepared to go through this battle with me, then I'm going to bring the best out of you. And that's what I tell my kids.
Awesome. And I know we want to definitely talk about some of the amazing ideas that you've come up with. But one other thing I want to ask you before we get started, Coach McCoy, who inspired you? What inventor really left an impression on you, or who gets you excited when you think about them?
You know what, I can't answer that because I didn't even know that I had these gifts in me. Because, you know, when,
mm-hmm.
when God gives you something, you know, you can't go and ask somebody else. It's not really a particular person. It's just something that just stirs up in you.
Yeah.
It comes out,
yeah.
at the right time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's why I try to tell people that, you know, everybody has a special gift and talent, but until you look within yourself,
yes.
then you will never find it.
Uh-huh.
Because there's people looking for you, but they can't find it because you don't believe in the gifts and talents that you have for yourself. So,
yes.
I don't think I had, I mean, people that they say, oh, you're an engineer. I said, no. But I know when I was a kid,
uh-huh.
I used to find watches.
Mm-hmm.
And I could take them apart and put them back together and make them work, but I couldn't tell you how I did it. And when it comes to putting things together now, if you show me the picture,
uh-huh.
I can put it together. You give me the blueprint, I'm lost.
Okay.
So that's about the size of it in a nutshell. So, but, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I mean, I just do it.
Wow. Well, Coach, I really appreciate you sharing how you use your talents and gifts to push those boundaries and move out there and do things that people would be surprised at. Now, I hope I'm not moving you too far out in front, but I am so excited about these inventions, these ideas that you brought with us that you're going to share with our listeners today. And the first one that I'd like to ask you about is the one that helps people improve their performance on the volleyball court. Now, volleyball is a game that has always fascinated me. But I found that one of the challenges with me was getting up to the net so that I could spike the ball. That's what I enjoyed the most, and I found it wasn't always so easy. Now, could you tell everyone about your first invention? And I want to make sure that I get the name on it right. It's called the Thunder Spiker. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I've never seen anything like this. This beats all I've ever seen. Now, those of you that are listening, you may have some children or relatives who want to be great volleyball athletes. Coach has an amazing product. Coach McCoy is going to tell you how his invention works to help you be number one in volleyball. Go ahead, Coach. Tell us how this Thunder Spiker works.
Well, I started coaching volleyball probably in 1992 at Garland High School.
Yes.
And I came from basketball, which was girls, and I had no idea about volleyball. I mean, I liked the sport, but I didn't know the rules or none of that. And so I'm kind of like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So as I learned the game and the kids basically taught me the game, I became motivated about the game, and then I started getting better and better at coaching the game. And by 1999, we won district and freshman girls. And so this is when I came up with the Thunder Spiker, because most of my products come up with helping people enhance their performance. So anything that I've come up with has been an inspiration to enhance either health, safety, or skill level of whatever group I'm teaching or coaching.
Yes.
And that's how I came up with the Thunder Spiker. And it has been listed in 2003 as one of the best volleyball products on the market. The top 10 holiday volleyball gift guides was quoted as saying that, now this is a really gift, a big gift, but it is great for players and their abilities, which they haven't really seen anything like that worked. And I'm in the process now with Power Max looking at it and asked me, what do you want? And I said, well, you know, you can either buy my product outright or you can pay me royalties. But they thought it was one of the best things that they've seen. And I talked to them right before school, right before the new year came in.
Awesome. Now, for those that are listening, they may want an idea of how the Thunder Spiker actually works. Could you maybe give them a little demonstration of how it's set up and,
sure,
and what the athlete does?
The Thunder Spiker is basically, you roll it up to the net. It's got two balls hanging like a tennis ball, and you roll it up. You can have four kids at the net at the same time. You can have a two line spiking, and you can have two lines blocking. And what this enabled me to do was not chase balls all over the field and over the court, rather. And also, some of my good players will get more time at the net than the kids that wasn't, you know, as able, didn't have their technique down. You know, they were sitting around watching. But with the Thunder Spiker, I could take this product and roll it to the side and let these kids work on their approach, their techniques, their spiking techniques, and still get the proper net time for the kids that was advanced. So this was enabled to help everybody at the same time, and even the kids that were sharp still needed sharpening.
Wow. Now, if you're a coach and you want to win more games, you need this amazing product. Now, if you're listening today, Coach Ken, is there a way someone can get in touch with you and you can give them some information on how they can purchase this amazing product, this Thunder Spiker, and maybe get one for their school or their team? Could you give them some information on how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, you can get a hold to me at my website at mcstar, STAR58, at AOL.com, and I will be able to give you any information that you need. We also have a manufacturing company in Garland that builds the product, Guzman Manufacturing Company in Rowlett. And, but as I said, you know, it is a great product. It's something that we'll probably get the website back up and rolling, and we just had so many other things going on at this time that, you know, my hands are full, but I'm pushing forward.
Okay. Well, thank you, Coach. Now, make sure I'm going to run this by just one more time in case if some of you guys didn't hear when the coach gave out that information. If you want to order this amazing product for your school or for your team, you can email the coach at mcstar. That's M as in Mary, C as in Carr, S as in Sam, T as in Terry, A as in Apple, R as in Ring, 58. That's mcstar58 at AOL.com. Again, mcstar58 at AOL.com. Now, Coach, this the light here in the studio keeps causing a glitter in my eyes, and I think it's coming from this ring you have on. Okay, now we know that the coach is a winner, and he has a winner's mindset. He always thinks about winning. Now, Coach, tell me about this ring on your finger, and let everybody know how you got this ring and what has your mindset been ever since you became a competitor, even from high school?
I got this ring in 2008. I was inducted into the Garland Sports Hall of Fame. Back in 1977, I ran track for Garland, and we, matter of fact, won the state championship, and we were runner-up. And so in 2006, my team was able to accomplish that same goal. So to be a student athlete at the same school and accomplish the same thing as being the coach there was just a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just something else that you can add to your allocates that make you feel good. And it also helps you to be able to talk to your kids and show them, you know, what you've accomplished, and they start believing in what you tell them, because a lot of times it's all about show me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people talk about what they've done and how they've done, but they can't show you how to do it. And so I always wanted to be that guy that, you know, if I told you I could do something, I want to be able to back it up. And if I get out there and show you the best of my ability, I'm going to try to do that also.
That's right.
And so it was an honor for me being inducted into the Garland Sports Hall of Fame. And that's something that, you know, it goes down into a little bit of history, and it gives your kids and your grandkids something to look at. And so that's a little mark that you'd probably be pretty happy to have.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Coach. I tell you, you got to be so excited here today. Now, Coach, I know you have some more amazing products here, and we like to cover another one of your ideas and let you give us some a few little info about that. And, Coach, I'm going to tell you right now, you have a portfolio, so you got to come back and do another show with us so we can get all of your ideas out here.
Yeah.
But now if you're a basketball coach and you're sitting there saying, hey, now he's talking about improving the volleyball players. Well, now what about basketball? Look, don't go any place, Coach. Coach McCoy has another invention to help your team win a championship, to help them be more skillful in basketball. Now, we're going to let Coach go ahead and cover this particular invention and tell you about it and how you can get in contact with him to help improve with your basketball team.
Well, what we did is the basketball deal goes along with the Thunder Sparker, because we can replace the volleyball balls and put bungee cords with the basketball and the harness, and now you can practice on your rebounding.
and where you jump up, grab the ball, and pull it down and release it, and it goes back up. And so the benefit of that is, you know, you got a product that not only benefits volleyball, but it also can help benefit basketball also. Mm-hmm. And so that gets, you know, I know with budget-wise, being a coach, we get a certain amount of money. But if two coaches say, okay, we're going to split this Thunder Spiker, because it also can do basketball rebounding, so they can split that cost on that and still both of them use it at the same time.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. And I know the prices are very reasonable. And did you hear what the coach said? His prices are reasonable, and you can still get with another coach and split it. And guess what? You guys, you come out that much further ahead, and your team, the guys, your team will be happy that you bought this in to help them improve. Now, again, those of you that are listening, if you'd like to get more information about this product, this invention, and you'd like to get one for your school or for your team, you can email Coach at mcstar58@aol.com. mcstar58@aol.com. Just email Coach McCoy and tell him you're interested in improving your athletes with your basketball team, and he'll give you all the details. Okay, Coach, I see you have some other things you'd like to cover, so go right ahead and step on in.
This was the deal for an Officer Mel being inducted into the Garland Sports Hall of Fame. And also, when we broke the school record at Garland in 2006, when my track team was the state runner-up. And the last time we were state runner-up is when I was in school in 1977. So that was a great accomplishment. You know, actually, my head coach was the principal during that time, which was my track coach, John Morris.
Yes.
And so he was a big inspiration to me in track and field. And so to accomplish something that he had done really made me feel proud.
Yes.
And I hope that it made him feel proud also.
Yes. This is awesome. And just looking at all these athletes and the trophies and awards they've received and what you put into this to make these to help these young men be successful winners at the school is just amazing. Coach, is there another idea that invention you want to share with us?
One of the next big ones I really think that's going to be great is we just filed for the patent on it, and it is a wristband that you can put on, and you can crank your car, start your car, without having to carry your keys around. And the technology is out there for it because you can also do that on your phone. You know, I've seen some people start their car and do everything on the phone, so what we're going to do is we're going to come out with the wristband that instead of when you go jogging, you can have this wristband on. It's going to lock and unlock the car for you. It'll be water resistance. I think it'll be a great product for women that go shopping. They don't have to dig in their purse for their keys. And we're also looking at trying to get the 911 OnStar on it, where if you got lost or you thought someone was following you, you push that button and people will be able to find you. It's just like somebody stole your car with OnStar. You push that button, they can find your car. They'll be able to find you also.
Wow, folks, did you hear that? This is amazing. Do you know that will cut back on crime, eliminate? Do you know one of the number one ways that a lot of criminals attack people is when they're out of their cars in the garage or they're out someplace late at night and they're going through their purse trying to find their keys or they're going through their pockets. Folks, Coach McCoy is invention will eliminate that. You don't have to go through the purse. You don't have to run your hands through your pocket. It's already on the wristband, and you get your car started up. The other great part about it, you can be coming out of your office, and it's freezing cold, okay, you can go ahead and get that car started up just by tapping your wristband, and your car's already warm when you get into it. Again, for all of you that are interested in Coach McCoy's ideas, you can email him at mcstar58@aol.com, and he will give you all the details, the prices, where you can purchase these amazing ideas, these amazing products at. Coach, I see you have some other things there, and I'm going to go ahead and let you comment about, on some other things that you want to share.
Yeah, one of the other things we're working on, too, is a track shoe for my sprinters. Everything is about to start, and we're trying to get the kids to stay low in the blocks when they come out instead of popping up like a jack-in-the-box. So we have a new track shoe that I'm working on right now, which I'm hopefully have it done this year for my sprinters, and we'll be able to work on that and be able to sell that to schools around the world and work on sprinters. And like I said, everything that I do is going to be, I'm looking at what can I do to benefit and help people. And that's what my product's about. It's like, you know, most people, we've been taught that when we get out in the public, it's always like, what can you do to help me? And I don't want to do that. I want to say, what can I do to help you?
Yes.
And by me doing that, then you'll be more susceptible to helping me anyway. But sometimes our greed get in the way because everyone's always talking about what can you do to help me. If they can't help me, I don't want to help them. I want to know what I can do to help you become successful. And by helping you become successful, I will become successful.
Wow, that is beautiful, Coach McCoy. Listen up. You track coaches that plan on going to state, you need to email Coach Johnny McCoy so you can get these shoes and get your guys going. Again, his email is mcstar58@aol.com. Coach Johnny McCoy, whatever coach, no, it doesn't matter what you're coaching, you can email Coach McCoy. He has something for just about for every division in athletics. So email him if you have concerns, you have questions. Coach McCoy is the man you want to talk to because he wants to help you make your team more successful and to be champions. Okay, Coach, I know there are some other things you want to talk to us about, so go right ahead.
Yeah, one of the other things that I'd like to talk about is getting kids motivated. And, you know, a lot of times we have to be careful of who coaches our kids.
Yes.
And stuff. And so I always, like I was saying earlier, I had some little footnotes here with destroy what destroys you.
Yes.
And breathe and release that which no longer serves you.
Yes.
So, you know, hatred, jealousy, anxiety, stress, those things don't serve you, but they bring you down. So we've got to get in a positive mode. And just like Mr. Dwight Jeffers said, you got to have success as an attitude. And if you breed success, you're going to be successful. You breed content, you're going to breed contentment. And so the whole deal is we have got to retrain our thoughts of being done. So if you need those things, call Mr. Motivator. And he can get all these things to you. He has a wonderful book that I think would be a great help to anyone that reads it. And, you know, the thing that I would say, if you want to be successful, surround yourself with successful people. And, you know, that's what change is about. But the only way that you're going to change is you got to start with yourself.
Coach, you know you're right on that. I mean, I know why you're such a successful coach, because these are the key ingredients that we need in order to be successful in life. You know, our attitudes are so important. And the first time I met you, your attitude is what got my attention. And your attitude has always been positive. And your brother Dave has a positive attitude. I mean, I can tell that you guys are brothers because you walk with that attitude. You wear that, and I can tell that you envision, you see yourself as a winner. I believe, Coach, that a lot of people give up. They stop before they get there because they get discouraged. And once you get discouraged and give up, you're not going to move. You're not going to be able to push boundaries and go out in to go beyond your limits if you give up easily. Coach, what do you say to those people that give up easy and the ones that procrastinate? They just always put things off.
Well, I think a lot of those decisions are made by, you know, you have to decide one thing. I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life, or I choose to make the rest of my life the worst of my life.
Yeah.
And so those are choices that we make. And a lot of times you have to be mindful of the kindness and not of the faults of others.
Mm.
And so when we do those things, that's what separates those that become successful and those that don't, because they focus on the negative instead of the positive.
Yeah.
So two negatives is going to lead to a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to have that positive and negative in order to move forward, because they both work together, but by themselves. You know, if you think you're too positive, then you're not going to be as successful because you think you know everything. So you got to have an equal balance.
Yeah.
And that's, so is life. So with that balance, that's why you got the negative and positive. But as long as you stay equal, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. you are definitely right, Coach. I agree with you 100% on that. Coach, I can tell that you're a goal setter. What do you say to the person who has no goals and has nothing written down, that a person that doesn't have a plan? What would you say to that person who's listening right now that wants to move beyond their limit and do something, but they don't have anything listed, they don't have anything formatted to get them there?
I would say to that person is, you know, a lot of times you have the format that it takes to be successful, and that's why you're here, but it's the lack of belief. You know, and it's just like they said in the when people was out in the wilderness, the people perished because of lack of faith. And you can't please God without faith. And so you got to have that faith. And if you don't have it, then surround yourself around people that do have it, because it's contagious.
Okay.
And it will rub off on you.
Yeah.
Just like that negative will rub off on you. If you hang around negative people, that goodness will rub off on you. If you hang around positive people.
Uh-huh.
And so as long as you're breathing and you have breath, you have life.
Yeah.
And you have a chance. And it's never too late to become successful, no matter what people tell you, because it is not them that live your life, but you.
Mm. Coach, you said a mouthful. You said it's never too late to become successful. I mean, you are motivating Mr. Motivator today. I certainly need to pick up, and I'm so thankful that you stopped by our studio to be a guest today. And now, if there's a young lady, or she can be an older lady, who was laid off or fired over the holidays, maybe there's someone who's working on a job that's never received a promotion or raise. Coach, what can you tell these people that are frustrated, they're a little bit angry, and they're trying to figure out, what can I do? Is there something you can say to this person who's lost their job in terms of doing what you've done, pushing beyond your boundary and coming up with an idea, coming up with an invention? What can you say to that person right now who's listening, who's saying, hey, my world just is over for me. I just been fired, and or my job, I'm not going anywhere. What can you say to that person?
I would say to them, you know, it's easy to say things to people when, you know, it's happening to them and it's not happening to you. But the most thing that I would say to them is that most obstacles melt away when you make up your mind to walk boldly through them.
Mm.
But if you are defeated by defeat, then it destroys everything that you think and everything that you want to become. And people lose their job daily, but it's just like getting knocked down. Oh, you're going to get back up.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to get back up, you know, it's like I can help a man when he's down, but, you know, if he won't get back up, I can't help him. And that's the same with in life. You know, we're going to get knocked down. We're going to lose jobs. And, you know, we're going to go through some hard times. These are tests.
Yes.
But don't forget who you are. And I always tell people this, is that you are a citizen of heaven. When Christ died for you, you became citizens. And you have a right, the same right.
Mm.
Now, in this world, you're going to struggle.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. You're going to do that. But as long as you remember that you are heir to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
And that if you believe something when you pray for it, it'll be yours. Those are not my words. Those are God's words.
Yes.
You know, you find in Mark, the 11th chapter, 23rd verse, what Jesus told the people, have faith in God.
Yes.
And I'll tell you the truth. That you say unto this mountain, go and cast thyself into the sea and do not doubt in your heart, but believe,
yes,
then this will happen for you. Those mountains are the trials and tribulations that we have in life. They're not actual mountains. Those are the troubles that we go through.
Yes.
And then you also, he said that, you know, whenever you pray, whatever you ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So that's what I would tell these people that are going through these things, because, you know, it's no words that I can say, but every word that Christ says is true.
Yes.
And, you know, when he tells us that if you hold anything against anybody, forgive them so that he will forgive us of our trespasses. Even if they let you go, hey, you got a bigger plan for you.
Yes. Because I don't know about you, but I am so excited. I'm fired up. You that are listening today, that is a word exclusively for you. Coach McCoy is giving you the best from his heart. He wants you to live a victorious life, and he's giving you inspiration to not give up. So don't you dare give up. You keep pressing. You keep pushing those boundaries until you're beyond your limit, and you're going to see that life is great once you press through. We're dealing in a time now where our economy is not stable, and we have to do what we have to do to survive. But Coach, do you believe that there are resources out there to help people if they really want to get their ideas on the market, if they need help? Do you believe there are resources, and maybe can you give an example of a place or a resource that someone may can use to get started?
Yes, but, you know, the first greatest resource of any invention is yourself.
Mm.
Because it's not going to go anywhere if you don't believe in it. You know, and we were talking about, you know, the richest place in the world is not Fort Knox or the banks, but it's the graveyard, because so many people have died with great inventions and books that will never be read, that was never written, and just all kind of engineered things that they didn't have faith enough to believe, and so they carried it to their graves with them because they didn't believe that they could do it. Are you going to have some obstacles? Yes. I mean, I have all these products out, and I started back in 1989. I have yet to this day had one that has took me to the next level, but my faith has never faltered. I still do it. I still work at it. I push at it. It's a gift that I have, and I believe in it. And, you know, and it may not happen like I want it to happen, but you know what? This is what I am. This is who I am. This is a passion that has been put inside of me, and this is why I come out with these products. I mean, it's better to come out with something that's going to be positive than something negative.
Coach, I'm going to have to amen you on that one. you told it to us just like it is. And we should not give up. You should not hold your head down and be discouraged just because you've done some things and it seems like nothing is working. Coach McCoy said, you got to believe in yourself because you are your own best product, and you have to invest in yourself and take the time out to work on you so that you can be the best you. We live in a world that's rich with opportunity, but it's up to you, friend, to take advantage of that opportunity. You have to turn around those negatives. Coach McCoy, what can you say to someone who's listening right now? They have someone in their life that is discouraging, that someone that's telling them that they're dumb and stupid and that they're a failure and it's not going to work. What can you say to that person to avoid or to overcome the negative bombardment of those kinds of things in your life?
Well, I'd say to those people that, you know, the only way you're going to make a change in life is you got to make a choice. And we have a tendency to let other people run our lives and stuff, and we let them dictate who we are and what we are. It's almost like listening to the tape, The Secret. You know, 94% of the people know The Secret, while the other 6% can't think outside the box.
Yes.
So my point is, you are working for someone else's dreams instead of chasing your own. And when you start doing that, then you'll never know how to chase your own dreams because you'll be making somebody else's dream come true for them.
Yes.
So start focusing on you and look at how special you are. You know, get up in the morning and look in the mirror at yourself and say, hey, I'm special. I'm God-made. God made me different than he made anybody else. Mm-hmm. I have some special gifts and talents. And, you know, like I said before, it's not an easy deal, but it's a simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we make simple hard because of our lack of faith.
Yes. Coach, I heard you mention the secret. There's probably someone out there right now saying, I've heard that, the secret. What is the secret? A lot of people out there don't know what the secret is. Coach, what do you say to them?
The secret reveals within one's own mind and heart. And what happens is that whenever you start believing in you, because, see, you're Christ-made.
Yes.
You know, you're no longer man-made. You're Christ-made. But, see, if you become man-made, then man will control your destiny.
Mm.
Which you have no control over your destiny. But Christ made, he said, I'll put something special in you. But you got to have faith.
Mm.
And if you don't have no faith, then, you know, someone else is going to take you and use you for their dreams. It's like building a house. You know, I want this house built. It ain't for you, but I want to use your talents and skills to build it. Because you won't have the faith to go build it yourself. But this house could be yours if you would use your gifts and talents that you have. But we don't do that. We feel sorry for ourselves. We let people tell us we're stupid, we're not intelligent enough, but we are. And like I said, surround yourself with the right kind of people, and you're going to have the right kind of success, whether it be big success. And success is not about how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who can I help today?
Yes.
Who can I help? Every morning you should get up and say, who can I help today?
Mm.
And you'll be surprised of the people that would want to help you. But if I get up every morning reaching out, who's going to help me today? I need help. Man, you can't help me. Get out of my face. You can't help me. I need somebody that can help me. And that's not the key. That's a key to failure.
Mm.
And, you know, I always say, I want to make a difference. But I want to make a difference doing something that makes a difference at a time that it makes a difference with people that want to make a difference.
Wow. Coach, I tell you, I'm very much enjoying this program today and the wisdom that's coming forth from you. Those of you that are still listening to this program today and taking notes, you need to download this program. Make a copy of it for yourself. Send it to your friends, because there is so much value in the information that Coach McCoy has put out over the airwaves. You need to come back and review this show again and again and again until you get this, because what he's giving you, you're not going to get this kind of information just any and everywhere. And the coach is a product of the product. What he's sharing with you, this is has happened. It's being operated in his life. And he's taught it to students, and they're achieving success. And a lot of his students are now coaches, and they're teaching some of these very same success principles to their students and to their teams. You have to make an assessment of where you are and take notes. When you get this kind of information, when you get the kind of information that can change your life, write that down. Write it up on your brain. Put it in your mind. Read it over and over and over until you finally get it, because that's what it's going to take in order for you to be a winner. For you to go beyond your limit, you will have to have the right attitude and have the motivation. Did you hear what the coach said? He said, you need to wake up and ask, what can I do for someone today? What can I do to help someone? You see, the coach has a completely different attitude about life, and that's why you see these principles of success operating in his life. It's time for us to take notes and to move beyond our limits. Coach, what do you say to a person who has some ideas right now? They have some ideas and they want to formulate these things. What do you say to them right now?
I would say you have three choices in life. You can either give up, you can give in, or you can give it all you got. And by giving it all you got, you can be successful, because there are people out there looking for people like you and like me that have all these ideas. But if you keep them to yourself, then nobody will be able to find you. It's like if I gave you seeds and say, hey, these seeds are going to grow you some great apple trees, and you just go and put them on the shelf, you'll never see the produce. But if you go and plant them and water them, then you're going to see the fruit of the harvest. But see, a lot of times we take these ideas and we put them on the back burner and we don't do anything with them. And you got to do a little labor and work, because, you know, it's almost like, you know, the talents. When God gave the three men talents, gave one talent, one two, and one three, and the one that had one, he buried it and saved it. And so when the master came home, he said, Master, I know how hard you work for your money, so I buried it and saved it for you. This man was called wicked because he didn't take that talent and do anything with it. And so you got to take the talents and gifts that God has given us and put them to work and believe and keep working. You may not see anything right off the bat, but sooner or later the harvest is coming. But you got to be prepared for it when it comes, because, you know, just as long as it took, it could blow up just as quick.
Yes. Wow. I tell you that I am so excited. Coach, what you gave us today, I know our regular viewers and listeners really appreciate this valuable information that you're putting out here. And they should be up on their feet right now, jumping and excited, ready to get out, ready to put this idea on the market, ready to step out into the unknown and venture out there where no man is there. Coach, with all the wisdom and everything you've shared with us, I'm just really thrilled. Now, we live here in Dallas, Texas. And just in case if we have Mr. Jerry Jones and the other Dallas Cowboys listening, Coach, could you share some words of wisdom what you think the Cowboys could do to win the playoffs and become a champions again?
Well, I think that the Cowboys is a very successful organization, and it's like with anything else in life. You know, a lot of us can sit back and say, you know, I will do this and I will do that. But I think that they're on the right track and they'll figure it out. And it's like everything else in life, you're going to have to figure it out.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we can say what we would do, but until we were in that situation, we don't know. But I think that they know the problems and issues that they have, and until they make a change, like what everybody else do in life, until you make a change, you're going to keep getting the same old thing that you've been getting if you keep doing the same old thing you've been had.
Yes. Coach, you always have a good word. That's why you're my favorite coach. Now, what can we say to the parents who have gifted children at home? Coach, does this thing start when they're small? Because I know you mentioned that you started when you were a very small child visualizing and doing things. What can you say to the parents who have a gifted, talented, creative kids?
I would say that you have to let that gift grow because, you know, it's something that it was a God-given thing. And I think a lot of times parents want to live through their kids and push them harder than what they need to be pushed. But, I mean, if you see a good talent, you know, you got to kind of channel that talent into the right direction but not force it into the right direction.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes people become successful is whenever something is natural to them and they coach into it naturally without any force. Because I've seen kids that were talented, but they were, you know, they were forced to do certain things, and I won't call their names out, but I've seen them that had to do certain things. The parents pushed them, and these kids got scholarships and went on to play college ball or what have you, and wound up quitting because that's all they were taught when they were younger, and then they get out there in the world, and they see that, hey, it's more to it than this, and they wind up walking away from those scholarships.
Mm. Wow. Well, Coach, you said it again. We have to be aware of what we have, and we don't want to lose out on these opportunities. These scholarships are opportunities.
Right.
Folks, I hope you are taking notes of what the coach is saying today and that you take this at heart and be aware of what you can do to help your child be the best that they can be and to use what they've been blessed with. Well, it looks like we're out of time. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Mr. Motivator broadcast. We strive to give you the best because we want you to be enlightened. We want you to be the best. We want you to enjoy the best. For those of you that are listening, feel free to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Kyle, MRMOTIVATOR. If you have questions or interest in our guests, you can email me. And my email is cthemotivator@yahoo.com, the letter C as in Kyle, T-H-E-M-O-T-I-V-A-R, @yahoo.com. Again, I want to thank my guest, Coach McCoy. Coach, thank you for coming to be on our broadcast, and we love for you to come and be a regular guest to bring us some more inspiration and motivation, some insight, and what it takes to be a winner. We're going to let you say goodbye to, or say a shout-out to anyone if you would like to?
It's been an honor being with you, Mr. Jeffrey, and I really have enjoyed it, and I look forward to coming again.
Thank you, Coach. You have a great day, and we will invite you back.
Thank you.